Sly of the Underworld. For Nick Theodosi Prestige Cars, with over 200 big-name luxury cars in stock, Nick Theodosi has the biggest prestige car showroom in Australia.
17 after 8, big day. The Sly of the Underworld 3AW Breakfast Police Officer of the Year gets a dozen bottles of the Bordley Yarraville Estate Vineyard wines, plus lunch to the value of $250 at the stunning Locale restaurant at the Bordley in Dixon's Creek in the Yarra Valley.
Geez, hasn't this kicked on? Remember when it was a slab of wheat beer, I think 33 years ago. And now we've had prestigious winners, including John the Pope Morris, Rod Wilson, I think, out at Footscray when someone from that station, when they had a sign out the front saying that the police officer of the year lives here or works here. So it's gone in leaps and bounds over more than 30 years. The finalists included Assistant Commissioner Dean McWhirter, who's done a power of work in the area of family violence, which really made a difference. Detective Inspector Ken Ashworth has just retired after 43 years, largely working in the sharp end. But the winner is Senior Detective Brett Florence. And Brett's a bit of a car nut who works in the area of stolen cars, and he was involved in tracking down a car rebirthing syndicate, very, very sophisticated group who would sometimes get high-performance cars and then sort of trick them up so they looked like the old classics. I remember being at Forensic and seeing what looked like, you know, the Phase 3 Ford, but they found that one bolt was in the wrong position to realise it was counterfeit. But in the process, Brett found a car that had been stolen 28 years earlier, a hot pink GTR XU1, and was able to return it to the lady who owned it. So that's a really, really good result. Brett, well done.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Brett, on being the 3AW Breakfast Policeman of the Year. How did the car first come to your attention?
Look, there was a fella bought a couple of these cars, and he basically, you know, they were his pride and joy, and it just come to light that, you know, maybe some of these cars weren't correct. And we went and had a look at them, and this pink car stood out, and we put a bit of effort into it, and our forensic guys really sort of come to the forefront, and they did some great work. And between that and myself and doing some tracking down, we realised it was Carol's car.
And the guy had bought it for what, $500,000?
He'd paid just on $200,000 for it. So he paid a lot of money for something essentially that was stolen. And, you know, the good thing with him, the first thing he said to me once he realised was, it's got to go back to Carol. He said, you know, the money's not the issue, it must go back to her. So he was really good about it, which is a great thing.
And Carol, what did she do with the car when she owned it? Did she race it or just drive it around?
So Carol, she raced back in the 70s and early 80s, doing rallies and circuit racing and stuff. She was quite a lady of her time because, you know, females in motorsport back then were quite rare, and Carol was, you know, at the forefront of that, which is a great story about it.
This was the sort of car that would win Bathurst with Brocky.
1973, Brocky did win Bathurst in the identical car. So, yes, it was up there with the best of the Phase 3s and the like. So, yes.
And what did Carol say when you returned her car?
Look, she was absolutely speechless, and so was her family. They were, you know, just, you know, over the moon that, you know, basically a car they'd given up on had come, you know, come back to them. And interestingly, her son, Connor, he had basically had on Facebook for many years, you know, anyone that finds this car, please contact us. So, you know, they were just over the moon. And they're a great, you know, it was a great thing for them. And I'm very, very happy that I was able to return the car to them.
So, Brett, let me get this straight. So the bloke who actually legally had the car, just by contacting you and getting the car back to Carol, he set fire to $200,000.
Yes, sort of. The courts come to the party and you know, as part of the process at the end, and he's been compensated through the court system. But, you know, essentially he has, you know, he has lost out. But, you know, he's such a nice fella, and I wish I could say his name publicly, because he is a really nice person that came. You know, he openly said, no, the car has to go back to Carol.
Extraordinary. So, Brett, have you got another one in the drawer at work that is burning a hole in your mind that you would like to find?
Well, not a car as per se. I'm now at Missing Persons Squad, and we've got a number of investigations there that I'm working on that are burning a hole in my mind. So, I decided a career change within policing was a good thing at the time, and you know, this investigation with Carol's car, it totaled 6 years, so I thought a change would be good. So I'm now at Missing Persons Squad.
How big is the rebirthing business?
It is a very large business as per se. It's a national thing, and it's a business that's transnational. We have a lot of cars these days that are stolen that are sent overseas. Parts as well. So it is a huge thing. It costs the insurance industry and the community a lot of money every year.
Hey, Brett, we're going to run out of time today, but could we perhaps speak to you at some stage about maybe your top missing person one, you know, it's top of the mind for you?
That'd be my pleasure. I could speak with my inspector, Mr. Stamper. He would be, I'm sure he'd be happy to do that.
Good on you, Brett. Congratulations again. Enjoy the Deboardly Yarrow Valley Estate Vineyard Wines and lunch at Locale.
Thank you very much. And can I just say a special thank you to our friendly officers that did help with this job. They're the guys in the background that really don't get much credit, but they did a power of work that, you know, puts me in this position. So thank you very much. And also thank you to 3AW and Deboardly Wines.
Good on you. He is on the screen as DSC Brett Florence. Traditionally, Sly, we would have called him Detective Senior Constable. Have we moved to the British way? Do we now say DSC?
Well, I would call him Senior Detective.
Right, okay.
But it's Detective Senior Constable, and they've got all these different Uviot names. But what a great job he did.